The adults are set to gather at City Hall tomorrow in order to take another look at this public spaces bylaw that has generated a lot of controversy. Some folks say that it is just common sense, while others suggest that it is unfairly targeting certain segments of the population. And while I say the adults will be gathering, that's not entirely accurate, as there will be some representation from younger Edmontonians in this conversation, and that includes our next guest, Matthew, who is with the City of Edmonton Youth Council. Matthew's on the line with us right now to talk about his thoughts on this new public spaces policy. Matthew, thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Our goal is really to get more youth representations when council is making important decisions like this. So this is really useful for us.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, when you've got a bunch of 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 60-year-olds making decisions on policies that could conceivably affect someone such as yourself, I believe you're 14, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so obviously it's important to have this part of you, to have you in this conversation, because again, kids like you, you are the future of the city. And obviously when we're talking about a policy like this that is so wide reaching, there are lots of things to consider. So I know that you and some of your other Edmonton Youth Council members have sat down, you've talked about this, and you've come to the conclusion that this new public spaces bylaw is one that you oppose. What is it about this that just doesn't sit right with you?
Well, first, I think it's important to say that house business does actually affect youth. There are 455 and probably more youth in Edmonton actually under the age of 15, so it's more like kids, really, that are houseless. And when you think about it, all that this bylaw does is it punishes them because it isn't their fault that they're houseless. Like, I don't think it's, like, if you're, like, 12, it isn't your fault. And think about it this way. Mm-hmm. Is it better to see something that makes you, like, it makes you uncomfortable, like seeing an unhoused person on transit? Or is that better, like, than having someone in a hospital? Because there could be youth that are afraid to pay a $250 fine. So maybe it's very smoky. Maybe it's very cold. They could go to a hospital. And, like, hospitals are already overwhelmed. So that's one of the reasons. Another reason is that this bylaw will fine people suffering from addiction $500 a scene openly possessing or consuming drugs. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, at first glance, that sounds good, right? We don't want people consuming drugs in public spaces. But the problem with this is it will increase the risk of overdose and death, because it will push people into unsafe places. So they're going to be much harder to discover.
Yeah. Well, we're also joined, Matthew, by another one of your co-chairs on the Edmonton Youth Council. Lakshmi, right now, is on the line with us. And Lakshmi, I'll put this to you, just to kind of pick up on what Matthew was talking about here, this idea that, you know, fining people, particularly younger Edmontonians, is going to have a detrimental effect. So how is it that perhaps we can kind of, you know, take a closer look at some of these behaviors in a way that will be productive? What's an alternative solution to, you know, raising fines?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for that question. And as Matthew was talking, like, within, like, CYC, we strongly believe that fining youth isn't going to be as productive as City Council is hoping this bylaw is going to create. So some of, like, the potential alternatives to fining could be creating education opportunities, so creating education campaigns, right? So we know that tends to be really effective within schools, and you're having youth be exposed to the negative outcomes of consuming drugs, like, in general. Mm-hmm. And then along with that, you know, increasing the number of safe consumption sites within the city. So we strongly believe that the city needs to be opening more safe consumption sites where people can use drugs under medical supervision. So then along with that supervision, they're also actively receiving education and counseling. So this, like, access to, like, harm reduction supplies is going to overall reduce the risk of overdose, which is arguably a lot more important than fining a youth to be in possession or actively using drugs. I think the first step and the most important step would be to prevent overdose situations. So we're not having, you know, youth be in these incredibly hard positions that they already are in by being houseless. Like, instead of only exacerbating that situation, I think we really should be focusing on education and making sure youth are aware of the risks rather than fining them for having access to drugs.
Yeah. Well, to you, Matthew, you seem to have suggested that you have another fear with this, which is that, you know, let's be blunt. You know, I mean, kids typically have kind of a strained relationship with authority. It's something that, you know, they're still kind of developing and still coming to understand. And your fear is that by bringing these in, by empowering police to be able to issue these fines for these things, that potentially that could sour a relationship at a formative time in a life when a kid is coming to understand, you know, the role of authority, the role of policing in society?
Yeah, thank you for the question. When I was in the middle of COVID, and this is just a personal story, I was playing in a skate park with a few of my friends on bikes. We were social distance, and then some peace officers came and they said, well, you need to get out. And they called our parents, and I didn't have a good experience. I didn't feel like I was being respected by them. They didn't speak to me like they spoke to me. I felt like I was like a toddler. And when I said this was particularly in reference to how the city is increasing the fine for riding on grass in a city park, if you can believe it, from $100 to $250. Like, have we seen a surge in, like, riding a bike on grass in a city park?
Good question.
I feel like that is kind of like all that's doing is so city administration can say, well, look, we did make some changes. We're not just putting these, because this bylaw is putting three bylaws together. I feel like city administration is doing this so they can say, like, we're actually enhancing it, even though really they're not.
Yeah. Well, to both of you then, just before we do wrap up here, some very interesting thoughts. And I know that you'll be making these suggestions to City Council, obviously an important voice, I think, in this conversation. But I'll ask you the same question that I asked Councillor Tim Cartmell earlier, which is, do you guys feel safe when you head downtown?
I don't feel that safe. But you know what I will say? So I was listening to a little bit of the interview with Councillor Cartmell, and I felt that for me personally, I take transit a lot. I bike downtown. I'm downtown a lot. And I think that maybe if he just said, like, hi to people who are unhoused. And I think it's really important that we treat people who are unhoused as humans, not as, like, risks to public safety, because I think this is the place where the bylaw is coming from. Like, it's going to be Valentine's Day tomorrow, and isn't it ironic that on Valentine's Day we're going to be talking about a bylaw that it doesn't show compassion, it doesn't show empathy, it doesn't show love to people who need it most, and I think that's, like, the main problem with this bylaw.
No. Lakshmi, we got about 30 seconds. Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, honestly, I agree with everything that Matthew brought up. I think even if an individual feels uncomfortable traveling downtown, we still should not be forgetting the most vulnerable population there, which are these people who are houseless. And so they do not deserve to be seen as enemies, and they do not deserve to be seen as people who are less. And I think as a city, we have to be working towards compassion and empathy, making sure that we are treating people who are in their most vulnerable positions with the most resources and the most supports that we can give them. And this public spaces bylaw is honestly doing the exact opposite.
Well, there you go. Certainly some very interesting perspective on this conversation. As I said, the youth perspective, I think, may be lost a little bit in terms of having had this discussion for the last several weeks. But certainly will be well represented by both of you, Matthew and Lakshmi. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.